Shusra Penner of Reichman, Yoni Levin is here, and the other Chavayim and Achayv Rayai, the Chavra. Where I come from, there's something that's pre-Purim, it's called Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar is Wednesday night, it's Thursday. Moshe Raya Mehimna. Moshe Raya Mehimna. And obviously the Baruch Shalom wants to bring us into the Yontiv of Purim, to bring us into the world of Mechias HaMolech, Dafke through the Raya Mehimna, through Moshe Rabbeinu. It takes us everywhere, wherever we need to go. The Medrash in Vayikra, the Medrash says, Vayikra al Moshe, Moshe l'melach shetzives avdai livnois le'paltrin. It's a Moshe of a king who said to his servant, Ben'eli paltrin, build a palace. He had some talented servants, and he told him to build a palace. And he went ahead, and this person was working on the palace, and it says in the Medrash, I'll call Dover Bedover, Kosav Shmoish Lahamelach. And every single thing that he built, every single thing that he made along the way, this Eved Neeman, Kosav Shmoish Lahamelach, he wrote the name of the king. The Medrash says that when the king came, when it was finished, he hadn't seen it until then, and he saw the end and the beauty of the palace, he said, Kol Zeh Osa L'chvaydi, all of this my servant did L'chvaydi, B'dinu Shiyamud B'chutz. Is it proper that he should not be invited in? Is it proper that after all that he has done for me, that he's standing outside? Adad Achsiv, Ayukal Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to invite Moshe Rabbeinu inside. In order to understand the connection between that kriya, that invitation to come in, Zayin Adar, Pasha Zohar, the Yontav of Purim, what Moshe Rabbeinu has done for us, and he continues to do for us. We go back to the beginning of the Milchama. Kasha Yoram Moshe is Yodo, Begova Yisrael. Kasha Niach Moshe is Yodo, Begova Amalek. When Moshe Rabbeinu would lift his arms up, Begova Yisrael, then Am Yisrael would be strong, we would win. We were winning. Kashi Niach Moshe is Yodo, but when Moshe Rabbeinu put his arms down, the Gover Amalek, then Amalek would be winning. What's the Hisgabru Sayyad? What's the Gover? What's the Kashi? When Moshe Rabbeinu would lift up his arms, we would win. The Kashi Niach is Yodo, the Gover Amalek. So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah asks, Vichyod of Shamaisha Isis Mulchama, Ashoivais Mulchama, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, arms, they win the war, they lose the war. Elo the Mishnah says, calls man that Bnei Yisrael would look up, would be mistaken, klape maila, they would look up and they would see beyond Moshe Rabbeinu's arms, umishabdim libam laviyim shabashamayim. They would mishabed their hearts, they would bind their hearts, laviyim shabashamayim, hayunoitzchem. That's the secret of our victory. What does that mean? A very, very simple and practical way, what does that mean? It says in Pasuk at the end of Chumash, V'liyodi ish es kvirosai ad hayom hazeh. Nobody knows the Moshe Rabbeinu, the place of his burial, ad hayom hazeh. And the tzaddikim say, because the truth is that the Mokim Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu was in the heart of each and every Jew. Even though there was some physical location in the world But be'emes be'emes, Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in the heart of each and every Jew. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is buried inside each and every one of us. What's that place, that nakuda of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Moshe Rayim Emna, that's inside each and every one of us? What is that nakuda of Moshe Rabbeinu inside each and every one of us? You know, when there's a chasna kala, there's a husband and wife, the chiddush of that world, when it's al tikunai, when it's in the right way, is that a husband and wife are always together. From the time that they get married, they mamish are always together. Even when the husband is at work, even when he's far away, he could be on a business trip, he's miles and miles away. But when the marriage is real, and when there's a real yichud of husband and wife, of chasna and kala, when that's real, so then regardless of how far away the husband and wife might be, physically they might be apart, the chiddush of that relationship of marriage that we don't see really in any other relationship, the chiddush of that relationship of ahayu l'basar echad, is even when the husband and wife are far away from each other, the mamish can't stop thinking about each other. They're never really, really apart. They're never really away from each other. The union of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Medrash says that Vahayakosev Shmoy Shel HaMelech Al Kol Dover V'Dor Vahayakosev Shmoy Shel HaMelech, and every single thing that Moshe Rabbeinu built in his life, he wrote the name of the king. Every single word, every single thought, every single motion, every movement of Moshe Raya Mehimna, of the Eved Neeman, every single thing, Hayakosev Shmoy Shel HaMelech, it was engraved with the name of the king. Moshe Rabbeinu never ever left HaKadosh Baruch. When the Mishnah tells us, Kashayor Moshe is Yodo V'Gova Yisrael, Kashayniach Moshe is Yodo V'Gova Amalek, and the Mishnah says, "V'chiyadav shemayshe oisus mucham eshoyves mucham." Ela kol zman sheyisrael mistakvim klapei mal, meshadim liibam avim shebeshemayim hayunoyischem. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the ability to be menatzeach in this world. This world is a world of forgetting. It's an alma deshikh, an alma deshikh. It's a world of forgetting. In our world, a husband can go to the office, and he sees other people in the office, and he forgets that he's married, he forgets his wife. In this world, a father can go away, and he can forget that he's a father, that he has children. In this world, a Jew can leave the yeshiva, can walk away from the Beis HaMedrash, and go out onto the street, and in 2 minutes being on the street, he forgets that he's a Jew. He forgets that he's a yeshiva bacher. He forgets that he's a ben Torah. It's a world of forgetting. The inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he never forgot. Al kol davar v'davar hayakosev shmoy shel hamelech, every single thing that he wrote, hayashmoy shel hamelech. You know what Amalek is? Amalek is just the opposite. Dalter Rebbe writes that Amalek is a lashon of am and melech melika, to snap, to break, to make a separation between, like with the oif, with the bird, to make a separation between the mind and the heart. That there shouldn't be a flow of yadata hayoyim v'ashivayis elevavecha. Therefore the Sfarim say that Amalek is the gematria Ram. Ram means to be proud, to be high, to think too much of yourself. But there's a midah of Yisraimus, it says in the Pasuk, Ram al kol goyim Hashem, al ha-shamayim kevoida. The way of Amalek is to say that there is a Bari Olam. Amalek acknowledges that there's a Creator. Amalek says that there is Hashem is Baruch. But Amalek cannot be soivel that yichud, I will call Dover or Dover Yakoisev Shmoishel Amalek. He couldn't bear that a husband goes to work and thinks of his wife. that a yeshiva bach is on the street and he remembers his Gemara. That a person is away from Kedusha, but he never ever leaves Kedusha. Because the union of Amalek is Al HaShemayim Kevaydai. There's a creator, but the creator never came down into our lives. The Baruch Hu never entered into our lives. There's no Yichud. When Moshe Rabbeinu was standing there on the mountain, on the Giva, Rosh HaGiva, the union of Moshe Rabbeinu is to be Mestachel Klapei Mala, to be Meshabel Libam Levim Shebeshamayim. That means even when you're down below, you never stop thinking about the one above. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us that koach. Therefore you see, and Rav Sadu talks about this, he speaks about why is it the Davki in Gemara Megillah, in Masechta Megillah, the halachas about the Knesses, of Beis HaKnesses, Davki in Masechta Megillah, but he speaks about this in a number of places. That we see that every time there's a Hesiris, that there should be Dira B'Tachayim, that there should be a Mishkan, that Amalek comes. When it came time for Beis HaMikdash, there's always Amalek. By the story of Purim, and the Nina Purim, that Haman and Amalek were riding Kisvei Sitna to try to prevent the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees a Jew who's Kaisev Shmoy, I'll call Dover B'Dover Kaisev Shmoy Shla HaMelech, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to, a Kadosh Baruch Hu invites that Jew and says to that Jew, B'dinhu Sheyamut B'chutz, is it right that this Jew should stay outside? Vayikra El Moshe. Hashem's Baruch invites me and you, every single one of us, to be inside. Moshcheni Acherecha Nerutz. Heviani Hamelech Hadarav. Nagilav and Nismach Abach. Heviani Hamelech Hadarav means the Mokim HaMikdash, means the Mishkan, means Dir B'Tachtoinim, means that wherever I am in the world, I don't forget the Ribbon Shalom. I'm Mishabed, I'm Mistachel Klapei Shmaim, Klapei Mala, and I'm Mishabed as Libi Lovi Shebeshamayim. Yichud Chosn V'Kalim, husband and wife. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu brought to us. The union of Amalek is the hepech of that. The union of Amalek is that there shouldn't be a mikdash, that there shouldn't be a place, a home, a dir b'tachtoinim, that a Jew shouldn't feel at home with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Jew should be outside, which is the opposite of Ayikra El Moshe, Bedin Hu Sheyamet B'chutz, a Jew who remembers me everywhere he goes, a Jew who remembers me even when he leaves the Beis HaMikdash and he's walking on a street in Midtown Manhattan in the middle of July. Al Kol Dover Dover, he writes Shmoishla HaMelech, the name of the king is written on every moment of his life. That person hears Hashem saying to him, Vayikra al Moshe b'din hu sheyamud b'chutz. Is it right that such a Jew should be outside? Vayikra al Moshe. The world of Amalek is the world outside. It's the Amud de Piruda, the Amud de Cheshucha. It's a dark, cold world, Asher Karcha. That it leaves a Jew always baderech. That he's never able to feel that Hashem Yisbarach is inviting him in. When he's sitting in front of the Gemara, he gets excited. When he's sitting at a Kumzis, he's sitting at a Fabrengen, his heart feels a Shibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feels strong. But then when he leaves that place, he's able to forget. Roma kol goyim Hashem al Hashemayim kevaydai. But the emes is mashpili lirois, b'shamayim uva ares. And the whole inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu is uva ares. He's the Raya Mehimna, the Sheshvina de Malka. He brought the Bari Olam into our lives. He accompanied the king to the. He brought the king to the Kala, to the Kala, to Knesset Yisrael. He's mezavig this zivug of Shemayim and Arz. That no matter where a Jew is in this world, he never ever is separated from the Bari Olam. And that's the whole meaning of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we understand that Haman couldn't be soivel such a place, that's called Heviani HaMelech Hadorav. That a Jew is invited into the inner room, into the room of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviani HaMelech Chadorov. Such a place, Haman can't be soivel, can't stand, can't bear such a place. There was a son of a tzaddik, it doesn't say which tzaddik it was, but the Holy Vizhner was with this son of a tzaddik. And the Holy Vizhner said to this young man, he said, you know your father is a tzaddik. V'nizka tamid b'bari erlam. Your father always remembers that there's a creator. The difference between your father, however, and me, the Rishna said, is that I never forget that there's a bari erlam. Your father remembers that there's a bari erlam, but I never forget. You know, a father loves his children. And a father remembers his children. But we know the difference between a father and a mother is that whereas the father remembers his children, the mother never ever for a second forgets her children. And it sounds the same, but there's a very big nafkim in it, and the children know the nafkim in it. A father remembers his children. He reminds himself of his children. He's nizkar bibonav. But a mother for a second doesn't forget for a second. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave us the ability not to forget. Even though the luchas were broken, and as a result of the broken luchas, that was what we saw their eyes, v'ashabrem le'inechem, that we saw the broken luchas that brought shidcha back into our lives. That meant that we would learn Torah and we would forget Torah. It meant that we would learn, we would remember Hashem in the Beis HaMedrash, and we'd go out to the street and we would forget Hashem. It means that we remember Hashem when we look in the Gemara, and we would forget about Hashem when you look at the computer or the iPad. But Moshe Rabbeinu is higher than that world of forgetting. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shadch. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one who made the Shidduch, who made this yichud of kutshevichu u'shchinte, of Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, of a husband and wife, of chosn and kala, b'din hu sheyamad b'chutz, Moshe Rabbeinu was invited in, heviyani hamelach hadorav, and Moshe Rabbeinu calls out to me and you, and to each and every one of us, and he says to us that if you want to overcome that world of Amalek, if you want that there should be a hechatimtz in your life of the Govar Yisrael, to be the Govar Yisrael, to be in that parasha, the Govar Yisrael, it's only when a person believes in the Raya Mehimna. It's only when a person attaches himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the life of Moshe Rabbeinu means where a Jew lives in such a way, I'll call Dover, the Dover, Koisev, Shmoish, Hamelach. Everything in his life, he writes Hamelach. Hamelach. Everything in his life is Hamelach. When he's in yeshiva, when he's at work, when he's at home, when he's at school, I'll call Dover v'Dover Kaisav HaMelech. And then Hashem says about such a person that this person gave me such covet. This person remembers me. Not only does he remember me, he doesn't forget me. Hadoho d'chsiv v'yikra al Moshe u'bedin hu sheyamud b'chutz. Every one of us wants to be bifnim, chevra. Every single one of us wants to be inside. That's why you're here. That's why we're in yeshiva. That's why we learn. That's why we keep mitzvahs. Every one of us wants to be bifnim. Lifnai v'lifnim with the Bari Arlam. Every single one of us wants to remember him. Each and every one of us feels broken when we forget him. Each and every one of us is very, very tormented by the inconsistencies in our lives. Remembering and forgetting, or the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the inyan of being Yoshev v'cheiko, shel Achashverosh, Tevelis v'yashevis v'cheiko, shel Mordechai, that Esther Malkeh had to live such a way that she was with Achashverosh, and then she went to the mikveh, and then she was with Mordechai, and then again to be with Achashverosh, and that's how you and I live in this world. We remember, we forget, we remember, we forget. It says in Pasuk, Zocher she'aser asol lecha Amalek, and then it says, Lo yitzishkach. There's one thing, like the Rishna said, your father remembers. He's a Yid, he's a Tzaddik, he's Zocher. He remembers. But the Rishna said, but I'm different than your father. I'm greater than your father. Because I'm a Jew of Lo yitzishkach. I don't forget. It's a different madrega. Lo yitzishkach. Not to forget. It's a different madrega. Not to forget. I want to tell you a story that I've told before in the yeshiva. connected to the original rules of Pappas. I'm sure that most of you know this story, but I just have a cheshik to say it now. And it's really the Pesach into this yontiv of remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remembering that koach that stands between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That koach of Malika, of Amalek, of Amalek, that tuma of forgetting. The Holy Rishna had a very holy son-in-law. The son-in-law of the Rishna was Rav Mendel Vizhnitzer, the Tzemach Tzadik. And I'm sure many of you remember the story that when the Tzemach Tzadik was a young man, like many of the Tzadikim, he went into Galus. He went wandering around. He pretended that he was a schlepper, a schnorrer, a mishigener. He wanted to see what Jews were going through outside of the palace, so he'd be able to help them. And Rav Mendel Vizhnitzer was going all over. And in most places, people were kind and they would give him a few pennies. People didn't want to let him into their homes. He looked strange. And he would come to a certain village. And on the outskirts of the village where the poorest people lived, so there was a home that every year when he would make this trip, that Rav Mendel Vizhnitzer used to go to that home. And the parents did not let him in, but there was a little girl there by the name of Rivka. And she, for some reason, she, as a little child, she just loved this strange-looking wanderer. And she would bring out her little toy table and two toy chairs from her doll set, and a little water from the kitchen in a toy, and a little pitcher, and she would make tea for Mendel Vizhnitzer. And she would sit there with him, and she would serve him something to eat and something to drink. And this happened for 2 or 3 years, and she always looked forward to seeing him. And finally, Mendel Vizhnitzer said, "Listen, Rivka, I'm not going to be able to come back here. It's time for me to leave. I'm not going to be able to come back next year. But I want to tell you something. I'm never ever going to forget what you did for me. Nobody else let me in. Nobody else took care of me. Only you. I will never forget your kindness." And she said, "Mendela, I'm never going to forget you. I'm never going to forget the lessons that you taught me and the songs that you sang. I'll never forget you." And they parted. Rav Mendel Vizhnitzer and this little girl, Rivka. Over the years, Rivka became very sick, to the point that she lost her ability to walk. She was very, very sick. She was paralyzed. And her parents took her to big doctors in Vienna, and all over they went to try to get her help, but she couldn't be cured. And she would ask her parents if it would be possible to go to Vizhnitz, to the Vizhnitzer Rebbe, Rav Mendel Vizhnitzer, because she believed that Jew that used to come many years before, that Jew, Mendela, was now the Rebbe Rav Mendel from Vizhnitz. And the parents would laugh and say, "What, that schnorrer, the Meshigene, that's the Rebbe from Vizhnitz. Yeah, that's not the Rebbe from Vizhnitz. Your Mendela is not Rav Mendel of Vizhnitz." But she kept on asking, and the mother already said, "So what does it hurt? Why can't we take her already? Let's go to Vizhnitz. So what's wrong if she goes?" So it's not the, but to get a bracha. So the father agreed, and they hired a wagon. And they lifted her up and they put her into the wagon. In the meantime, that night, that they were approaching the town of Vizhnitz, that night, before Maariv, Rav Mendel Vizhnitzer told his gabbai to go. You know, gabbaim are told to do very strange things. But this was the strangest of all. That Mendel Vizhnitzer told the gabbai to go and to find some place in town to get a toy table and chairs and a little pitcher, and to bring them to the Beis Medrash. He said, "We're having a very important guest come after davening, after Maariv." Of course, he knew that only with his Ruach HaKodesh, that Rivka and her parents were coming. There was no Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. And sure enough, the Chassidim did not know what this was about. The Gabbai brought in this table and chairs, is sitting on the side of Beis Medrash. And the Rebbe, Reb Mendel Vizhnitzer, goes outside the Beis Medrash, and all the Chassidim are coming together with him, and they're waiting, they've expected some big Rebbe to come. And a wagon pulls up, and there's a beautiful young woman sitting with her parents on the wagon, in the wagon. And this woman screams out, Mendele. And the Chassidim look at each other like, Mendele. And to make things worse, the Vizhnitzer Rebbe says, Rivkele. And the Rebbe asks, Rivka, what happened to you? You're not well. She's crying. The parents are crying. She said, I became very sick, Mendele. I can't walk. So the Vizhnitzer said to the parents to carry Rivka, to bring her down, and to bring her into the Beis Medrash. Everybody went into the Beis Medrash. The parents carried her. And they went into the Beis Medrash. And the Rebbe told them to leave, put her on the floor in the middle of the Beis Medrash. And as strange as it sounds, Reb Mendel Vizhnitzer went, and she was sitting on the ground, the girl, she was a young woman, and Reb Mendel Vizhnitzer stood next to her and said, Rivka, you remember when you were little, and I was much younger, do you remember how I would come visit you? She said, of course, I remember. And he said, do you remember that we made an agreement with each other? And she said, of course, we promised each other that we would never forget. And the mental vision said, I didn't forget. I never forgot what you did for me. And she said, I never forgot you. So he said, do you remember what you used to do? She said, well, I used to bring you some hot tea, or coffee. So now the Rebbe pointed to the Gabbai to bring the table and chairs. And the Gabbai brought the table and chairs. And the Mendel Vizhnitzer sat on the little toy, the doll chair. He sat on that little chair. And he said to Rivka to get up, like you used to, I want you to bring me something to drink and something to eat. And the parents were crying, and all the Chassidim were crying, and she was crying. She said, I can't move. And he said that, I told you that I would never forget you. And she gave a scream, and she stood up. And the whole Olam saw this, and she went, and she brought the Mendel Vizhnitzer, and she poured him a drink. I heard that story when I was a little boy. I heard it from my uncle. Many years later, I saw it, Shlomo Kalibach said it over with some revisions like he usually did. But that was the way I heard it from my uncle, Oliver Shaw, who used to go to the grandson of Reb Mendel Vizhnitzer. He used to go to the Havas Yisrael. He heard that by the Havas Yisrael, that story. That's the story of Kutcher Brichu and Knesset Yisrael. Kimu v'kimu means that the Rebbeinu Shalom went, and the whole world said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Meshigene. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be the king. And only Knesset Yisrael has remembered him, hasn't forgotten. These days will never be forgotten. Everything in the world is forgotten. But Yimei HaPurim Ha'ilu Lo Nishkachu, this Karim V'Naas can never be forgotten. Because the Yontiv of Purim is that Hemshech of a Govah Yisrael, of the Kesh that we have with the Ra'ayim Mehimna, who gave us the ability to overcome the Midah HaShikcha, the Midah of Amalek. In the Schus that we remembered, Hashem Yisbo should remember us. You can still spend Zayin Adar. There's some chevre here. They're going to be Zayin Adar in Eretz Yisrael. I know that, Mr. Shem, that they have the tickets to be Zayin Adar in Yerushalayim. We should be zayin to be together with them Zayin Adar in Yerushalayim. And certainly, L'kol HaPachas, we should be zayin to be in Yerushalayim by this Purim with the blessing of Amitis. May we have Amen.